Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to continue today to take a deeper dive into the celebration of the Feast of Pentecost, the great gift that's given to each and every one of us. And we're all deeply aware and affected by the current battle the church is in, right? The current time of pain and struggle and humiliation, the revelation of the sins of the church. It's a difficult time. There's people who are losing their faith in the midst of it, and it's a scandal. It's a time of great spiritual warfare. But it's very important for us to remember that the church is in the hands of the Lord. And the Lord is permitting, and he'll never let it go, by the way, right? And no one can ever take it away from him. That is, who's the church? It's not a building, it's us. It's people who are baptized into Jesus, those who are alive in him. Now, some among us fall to temptation, have fallen to temptation. I mean, all of us at different times fall to temptation, right? No one is perfect. But some have fallen seriously into very serious, persistent sin and have gotten trapped in sin. And even some of our leaders have fallen into sin. They've said yes to sin and been seduced by the devil. And he's using them, and he's using that sin as a doorway to really try to bring down dimensions of the church, to weaken her and to weaken her confidence, to weaken her mission, to get people to walk away from it. That's partly what we're seeing unfold. But the devil always bites his own tail. The Lord's permitting this humiliation and this discipline to happen because he wants to awaken the church out of her slumber. Many, 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 many people who are baptized are living, I mean, you can see statistics of every category, are living as if they're not even baptized. May go to church once a year or something like that, but are standing with the world in all their habits and their worldview and their way of life, are really conformed to the culture, conformed to the world in the way the Bible talked about, right? And the exhortation constantly through the scriptures, fundamentally, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We've been talking this week really about the Pentecost story, which is a story about getting renewed by God, by God's action through repentance and faith and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and through the gift of the Spirit, who the catechism, the scriptures remind us, the Spirit's mission is to reveal to us the words of the Father, their meaning, their power. It's to reveal to us the person of Jesus and his Lordship, to bring us into deep and profound relationship with God that just keeps going deeper and deeper and deeper. And ultimately, hopefully, if we continue to follow him, will lead us right into the kingdom of God, being plunged fully into the depths and heart of God as God fully reveals himself to us. That's really what life in the Spirit's about. That's really what Pentecost is meant to lead to. But many live as if it never happened. And as a result, the witness to Jesus, the witness to his victory, to his kingship, his gift of salvation for the whole world is diminished. And Jesus said, if you're lukewarm, you're no good to me. If your light goes dim, you're no good to me. Because the church is meant to be alive the way we're hearing about the apostles being alive, animated by the very power, the anointing, the dynamism of the Holy Spirit in us, thrusting us forward to both live differently and to bear witness to Jesus, the source of our capacity to live differently. And if we're not living differently, like those who are in the news these days, you know, in the church, people look and say, well, what do you have to offer to me, right? So the devil wants those who are bringing scandal upon the church, who are falling into deep habit patterns of sin and are trapped in it, are not living in the Holy Spirit. He wants to exalt them in the world so that everybody can see, and he wants people to think the church is a bunch of hypocrites. Well, on one level, actually, the church is a lot of hypocrites. It's no one's perfect. Everybody battles with sin at some level. But there's a big difference between living radically for Jesus as best you can, really yearning for Christ, walking in his footsteps, you know, receiving the graces of the church that she brings to us to help us make our way, following in his footsteps. And when we fall, we repent, we get up. And Jesus knows, he said 70 times, 7 times a day, we ought to be able to forgive each other. if one's heart is really disposed to wanting to seek forgiveness. So keep that in mind as we kind of read through all this. And so today we're picking up where Peter continues his preaching on the day of Pentecost, and now he talked about the prophet Joel. We read yesterday that the outpouring of the Spirit was prophesied by Joel. It was now happening. The Spirit of God was coming on all flesh. It was now made available for the salvation of the world. Then Peter said, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know, this Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men." The Romans, right? But Jewish leadership was involved in that. We're all involved in crucifying Christ, by the way. It was the sin of the human race that put Christ on a cross, that nailed him to a cross. So what Peter is saying, you know Jesus of Nazareth. You know who we're talking about. And you know that God, through signs and wonders and works through Jesus, attested to him that he was the one, but you killed him anyway. Then Peter goes on and says, "But God raised him up, having loosed the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it." It's a very important reality and a truth that Peter's preaching. You killed him, God raised him. That's the first witness. That's the fundamental witness. He died, God raised him from the dead, and he's alive again. And he also goes on to say something that's important for us to remember, because this applies directly to us. Death could not hold him down. It was not possible for death to hold him down. He's the first human being who, in his own being, had power stronger than death itself. In Christ, in Jesus of Nazareth, was the divine life, was the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God animated Jesus' life and raised him from the dead and took him, his human flesh, animated it fully. In Jesus then passed through the darkness of death, brothers and sisters, before his body could decay, and he was raised up and he passed into existence beyond death. And he began the process of glorifying that flesh in him, being glorified by the power of the Holy Spirit. That transformation, that reality that death could not hold him down, it's the same truth that will be declared for everyone who dies in Christ and everyone who's baptized into Jesus. Death could not hold him down. It could not hold her down. So Peter goes on. I won't read the entire thing, but I'll get to the climax of his preaching that day on Pentecost. He said this, "Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants upon a throne," he's talking about David the prophet, David prophesied this would happen, "he foresaw and spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption." David proclaimed this, the Psalms, that God would do this very thing with one of his descendants. And Peter's saying, you've read this many times, brothers. You've heard this. You've spoken about it. We're telling you it's now fulfilled in Jesus. Verse 32, he says, "This Jesus God raised up, and of that we're all witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this which you now see and hear." Remember what Jesus said? You will receive the Holy Spirit. He told the apostles, the power of the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. So what is Peter doing? He's bearing witness to representatives from all tribes of Israel who were gathered in Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost. And he declared, he bore witness to a fact, to a truth. And Peter put his entire life on the line. And he said, Jesus was raised up from death. And we stand here now, all of us, who've come out of this upper room, and we're bearing witness to this. We saw it. We testified to it. And in a united voice, we're saying, this is exactly what's going on now. And not only that, Peter says, but he was exalted at the right hand of God. He was raised to heaven, to the throne room of God. He took his seat at the right hand of God, which means all power and authority belong to Jesus. He said, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit. You remember in Acts chapter 1, if you're listening earlier in the week, Jesus said to the apostles that he described the Holy Spirit as the promise of the Father. Well, when Jesus, the faithful Son, returned home to the Father victorious, having disarmed the principalities and powers and united himself in himself, gave to the Father on our behalf everything that the human race was meant to give to the Father, total surrender, total trust, total obedience, radical abandonment and faith to God. God said to him, my faithful son, welcome home. Congratulations on your victory. And the heavens rejoiced. And the Father so delighted, he gave over the Holy Spirit, the promise, the precious Holy Spirit to the faithful one who has identified himself with us, taking on human flesh, so he could give to each one of us this promise. He has poured out this which you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies a stool for your feet. Let all the house of Israel, this is Peter now, he just quoted David and saying, this is the one David was talking about, that he would be the one at the right hand of the Father. Then Peter continues in verse 36 and said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you've crucified. This is the culmination of what the church calls the kerygma, the basic core message, the germ cell upon which the whole message of the church went forward. This is the core message that the Holy Spirit wants the whole world to know about Jesus. The first meaning of to bear witness in its core is to bear witness to what Jesus has done, who Jesus is. And the Holy Spirit wants to empower everyone who's baptized into Christ, empower what we say and how we say it, to give us the courage to do it, just like the apostles did in front of all their brethren that day, to say what this is all about. What Christianity is all about is that God sent his Son into the world to die for our sins. He's offering us the forgiveness of sins. And that means turning to him, repenting, acknowledging our sin. And the one who God raised from the dead has raised him to sit at his right hand in heaven. And all power and authority now forever. He has power over everything that is. It belongs to him, was made for him, including each one of us. And if we repent, he wants to give us a share in his Holy Spirit as a gift, as a free gift, not something I earn. And it will take away your sin in that baptism, which he'll say now, he'll describe. People will say, when they heard him, they were moved. And they said, what should we do, Peter? What are we supposed to do? Peter said, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Friends, this is the essence of Christianity. This is the foundation of Christianity right here. And it's what God wants to give to everyone. It's the greatest gift possible. Blessed be God, Lord. Thank you so much for this gift of Pentecost. And friends, tomorrow I hope you can join me. I'm going to just finish a little bit here and then just share with you my own story about how I entered into and began to experience in my life at a time, and by God's grace still live it, the grace of what the Pope's described as a new Pentecost for our time. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks very candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. It's an inspiring booklet I think you will be encouraged and strengthened by. If you'd like it, you could call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FOE, or you can subscribe to our podcast.